Blog Talk Radio.
Couldn't call it. The new number? So that wasn't the problem that she supposedly...
Dr. Jackson would like...
We take your story serious. Do you have an issue that you would like Dr. Jackson to deal with? Are you a whistleblower? Do you have information that needs to be exposed about the harming of people? Contact us today with your story and contact information, and please send corresponding proof. We do not buy stories or use this platform to hurt people, but we listen to both sides of the story. Email us today at deeperlook2020@gmail.com.
And you got the new show built in. You haven't started streaming yet, have you? Okay. You left this way. Did it become more? I hate to say this. You know what black tablecloth is? That'll get all that shine. You nigga. That'll solve most of your problems. Think that'll work? It's kind of tacky, but it still works. I bet you ain't got to worry about no shine no more. And the losses of... It actually was supposed to be a flat table. No, because we're too close to time. With the bishop's shirt on? No, I signed out of the other. Push change. Just push change. And it automatically do it. See it? There's another little trick to that when you do that too. There's a couple bugs. Did it stream to the right one? Yeah. Instagram has always been buggy.
Media or comments on this show are those of the speaker or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by our ministry. All material is gathered from other sources, and we only comment on publication and previous social formatted information. Due to the social nature of this information, it may contain content copyrighted by another entity or person. Deeper Look claims no copyright to said content. The Deeper Look can't be held accountable for the copyrighted content. The Deeper Look is a messenger and sharer of information and strives to verify but cannot warrant the accuracy of copyrights or completeness of the information on this format. If you have a complaint about something or find your content is being used incorrectly, please contact The Deeper Look prior to making a copyright claim. Any infringement was not done on purpose and will be rectified to all parties' satisfaction.
Join the Deeper Look family. We would like you to like us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Deeper Look Show or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Deeper Look Show. You can get alerts when we go live. Save this number to call in and voice your opinion. Be our co-host call-in guest, 516-590-0135.
We take your story serious. Do you have an issue that you would like Dr. Jackson to deal with? Are you a whistleblower? Do you have information that needs to be exposed about the harming of people? Contact us today with your story and contact information, and please send corresponding proof. We do not buy stories or use this platform to hurt people, but we listen to both sides of the story. Email us today at deeperlook2020@gmail.com.
God bless you, friends. I'm so excited. I'm Dr. Jackson. Tonight, there is so much I've got to talk to you about. Do you know there's so much going on in Christianity today? There's so much going on in the nation. And we're going to take a different spin tonight. We're going to talk about Fred Hammond. I've got some breaking stuff. We want to talk about Fred Hammond. We want to talk about Michael Smith and a couple of people that's doing some things. And so if you know anyone that's a worshiper, praise and worship leader, that's into worship, I want you to share it tonight. We're on. Go, please swipe, tag, tell someone that the bishop is on tonight with our Deeper Look broadcast. Remember, I've always told you that if there's anything that you want someone to deal with, that you're afraid to deal with, you're not strong enough to deal with it, let me be your advocate. If you're being abused, if you're being taken advantage of, your pastor and the church is doing you wrong, if you're a member and the pastor is doing wrong, if you're a political figure, if you know someone in politics is doing corruption or wrong, or businesses are mistreating you in terms of taking advantage of you, please, I want to know. Let us be the whistleblower. Let us share the news. Now, we've given you a format that you are able to do that, and we want to make sure that we're able to get into it. We've got a lot to talk about today, so I'm excited. We're going to talk about, now, I know that you may have caught some of my early day stream. It was amazing. Had a host of guests on. We got so much we're talking about tonight, so I'm excited about everything that's going on. They've got some stuff, reels they want to let you aware of about our new marketing studio as well as our marketing program they've got on, and they're getting ready to show you those. And once they've shown you those, we're going to get started with that information, and they're going to make sure that you're aware of it. And once they've made you aware of it, then we'll be coming back, and we're going to toot it up. We're going in tonight. I'm excited. Worship is my thing, and we're going to talk about it tonight. So tell somebody, call somebody, let them know that we're on and we hot tonight. Hot tonight. Let's go into that segment, if you will. Be so kind. It says market, and then it says marketing or advertisement and studio. It's on the hard drive, on the thumb drive. It may be on the general thumb drive. Do they see a black screen? That's not good. It's called studio. It's not in a folder. Miss Sanders can figure it out. You got to be... It's not in that folder. It's not nowhere. It's not in a folder. It's in the total thing. I transferred it over. Do you see Fred Hammond on that? Because that's coming up. It's in the same folder. It's in the same area. Okay, this is too long. It would be a black screen. You got to go through and look at the things I put on my little list. Okay, my people are calling me, asking me, am I going off? They're sending me messages. Well, they had some technical difficulty, and I guess that's a part of the process. They're still learning everything. But listen to me. I want to talk to you tonight about, and basically what I was talking about is marketing. If your organization, I know that's a piss poor example of us talking about marketing you and not have done it right. So our engineers will get that together. But listen to me. I want to talk about tonight. We want to talk about, talk tonight about worship. Did you all get a chance to realize Fred Hammond? Did you catch a little bit of Fred Hammond the other night? Oh, my God. He opened his mouth. It's been a while since we've heard from Fred Hammond. And Fred Hammond did a live concert. I'm calling singers and worship leaders across the country that you done made your money off of us. We done bought your albums and our CDs. And now that our country is under attack, that you will support your fans, that you will come and love on us and extend to us mercy and put yourself out there and be out there in the market. Your fans have supported you. And so I'm looking for Shirley Caesar to give me some throwback gospel. I'm looking for all of these singers, Stampley, and all of these people that's done wonderful. I'm looking for them. Locally, we want to do something in Jacksonville. I'm calling all singers and worship leaders and worship bands and all of that kind of stuff to come. On next Friday, I'm trying to put together a thing where singers are coming from everywhere, and those singers that are coming from everywhere are in charge of doing worship, praise and worship, and all kinds of things, and helping us do amazing worship experience. So we're going to do throwback for Grandma and them. We're going to do old school. We're going to do new school. We're doing it all. And so tonight, it's going to be amazing what we're planning. And hopefully many of you that have supported us, seen what we've done over the years, will join in and be a kind of a part of that whole revolution that we're doing. It's important that the church, Christian artists, minister to the market and do stuff to minister to people right now. It's they're in their homes. You've been saying that people won't listen to us and they won't hear our message. You've got captive audiences. They're home. So let's go on. Let's hear what Fred Hammond, who, you know, I'm kind of funny about Fred. I think Fred's a little nasal as a singer, but in his nasalness, he sings a whole lot better than me. So I'm not going to hate, but he did a wonderful thing, and they're going to show a little bit. We'll cut it off. We ain't going to be able to do the whole concert, but I'm going to let you get a little bit of what Fred did the other night. So let's take us in.
Everybody, welcome to my Facebook Live. Right here in the warehouse.
Do you see it now?
You can see a bunch of people here, and we're social distancing. We're practicing it because I'm about 6 feet from him. I'm a bass player. 6 feet from Chuck, and they about 6 feet from me. You know what I'm saying.
Advertising.
Listen, during this time,
I'm unaware
of what's going to go on.
I said advertising in the studio.
We're
still on the phone,
and I just wanted to give you guys something to bless you so that you can pull from, you know, sing some songs, see and bless you.
Huh?
And,
no,
man,
we didn't.
Let's have a good time. Lord, we bless you for this day. We give you glory.
Studio?
Thank you for this
you
opportunity
didn't ask me
to
that.
Bless your people. Let them be inspired. And that, but we,
the studio.
We ask you to give us peace in the midst of this storm. You know, the whole country, the whole world is seeing something that we have never seen in our generation.
I know that I put them on.
So we thank you for it, and let me give you something to dance to. Think about when
I don't want to be Larry Reed. Larry Reed be just fussing at people.
Fear. And so let's do something from the tenors, United Tenors. And the song says, everybody get up and give him the praise for the mighty love of God is in this place. Go ahead and hit me with that track real quick. And
from the rising of the sun until it goes. goes away. I give you now the rain. We left you there.
Okay.
You brought us safe this far. We really want to say. We give you the praise for bringing us some new. Hey, make that hell. Everything about a hell. I may not be everything I need to be. Everything I really need. Right now, I want to thank you. Come on, everybody, come on. Everybody, get up and give us the praise for the mighty love of God that's in this place. For all of your goodness, mercy, and grace.
Five, six, three, nine, nine, nine. What was going on while I was not working?
Now we do it at the warehouse. Got six people over there.
Oh,
it ain't
yeah.
over 50.
We can go.
Ain't even over
10. Wow, Fred Hammond did his thing, God. At the end, he does, and you need to go on his Facebook page and look at this. At the end, he did his famous, "No weapon formed." You know, I'm not a singer. I sound like a Baptist preacher when I'm singing, it comes in. That Baptist costal in me. It's in my veins. But he did a wonderful job, and kudos to Fred Hammond as he ministered to people at the level they're on. I celebrate the God in him and what he did. Now, I'm not going to show him. Michael Smith did the same thing. How many of you out there think that gospel artists, and they can put the call in line while we're here, I'm going to be talking, should be doing shows? And how many worshipers are thinking about joining with Live? How many people would love to see? Now, I'm in Jacksonville, but you're in Atlanta. How many would like to see your city where the people that we have been supporting will put together online live shows? So I've opened our church up for a live party. So if those that want to be a part of the live gospel experience, and us doing something significant to be a part of that. And so what's that number? Let me see that number again. It's new for me. It's 563-999-999-3060. So I think I'm gonna send this to somebody, and maybe they will call in right now. And because I really want to see us take this thing really big as artists and people that are out there will do this now. I want to see it really big. I don't know how many of you would be excited about that, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think it would be life-touching to a lot of people. I'm trying to reach a couple people that I know. I better be careful how I put them on Front Street. We can call them, but I better be careful how I call folks. Because some people, it's like, you got 500 some of people viewing me, and you called me out of the blue. So I want to make sure the saints are still saved. You understand what I mean? And the saints are still Holy Ghost filled. You call the saints at the last minute, and you try the saints, then you may get another Jesus. And we want to make sure the Jesus that we know them to be is to be the Jesus that's inside of them. But I think that that would be real important if we could do that and make that happen. I'm looking. So I got somebody I want to call in. Talk about this. Tonight, I'm going to put him on the spot. Hopefully, he'll call in tonight. And I think this will be powerful for our city if we can do that and around the country. Because what Fred Hammond did was phenomenal. And, I mean, we supported many of these artists. And if churches could open it up, it's just a jam session for pastors throughout the country, churches. Now, how we would do that, if we did that, we would not keep more than a band come in, a group, they come in, they sing, they have distancing, and then they leave back out another group, but they're ministering cyberly. I believe we could do it and see over 10,000 folks on. I wish someone could get their message out. Someone just sent me a message, and people are sending me messages, but I believe that we could do something significant in the body of Christ. And I believe we could shake something up. How many of y'all think that this would work out very well? And how many would you like to be supportive of something like this? I got two calls. Okay. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Who is that? Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Chris, I am so excited. I just showed about 600 of my viewers on live, Fred Hammond, his live concert he did.
Absolutely.
And bless people. Chris, I want to do in our city, in my city, I want to do a live concert. Many of the our musicians, our singers, our minstrels have worked for churches or have people have bought tickets and supported. I want to do a live jam, and I want to send out. Now, most people don't know, but I have over 1 million people. Well, 900. That's a lie if I say 1 million. I have 900 and some odd people on my email list. 900 and some odd thousand people, and of that 900 and some odd thousand, I know that 350,000 are people that are actively using those emails on a daily basis. So it's a gold mine. Now, I don't count my relationships, but I would love to be able to do a live experience in churches and cities will join us in a revolution that they will minister. Because people can't go to the clubs now. They home
right.
On Friday and Saturday. They can't go out. And we put together. And how we deal with the cap is that groups come in, they sing, and then they leave out. They don't stay in the audience because we have to have, can only have so many in. But they're ministering completely to an online audience. What do you think about that?
Oh, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And my mind just went into like planning mode. So I'm totally into start pulling some stuff together.
So I think that I've had a ton of musicians that say they would love to be involved. I need to be able to get the singers in the groups for us to do just an experience. Now you think we can do something like this by next Friday night?
Next Friday night, I think we can make something happen.
Okay. Because I just think this would be just important for the gospel to be ministered. Have you been seeing the news? People are seeing, they are depressed. They have been looking at this stuff over and over again. There's no good news. And the gospel is the good news. What's the good news? To the poor, you don't have to be poor. To the broke, you don't have to be broke. To the sick, you don't have to be sick. To the tired, you don't have to be tired. When he preached the gospel, he preached the good news, the kingdom, transformation and change. And I think despite what anyone says, gospel music is still here to stay. And it's designed to lift the heart. And I want it to be a mixer. I want some of mama music. I want old school. I want new school. I want your kind of music. What's your kind of music?
It's called CCM, Pastor. It's called CCM. Come on, Bishop. You know what kind of music I love. We sing about the birds, the trees. Contemporary Christian music. You know, we sing about the birds, the trees, and the ocean.
Deeper.
Listen, I
remember back, you know, I used to pastor a multiracial church. So back in the day, yeah. We saw all of those. We sung some amazing songs. So just in case some of my members that were with us, I don't ever want to offend. But we sung some songs like, God, I can't even remember, Celebrate Jesus. And
Celebrate Jesus, celebrate.
Yeah, yes. We sung those songs. Those I can't even think of them. We sung tons of songs like that, and so it would be nice.
It's funny cause yesterday, I just got finished telling somebody. I said, some people don't realize how they used to sing CCM even in the churches that their grandparents. When they used to sing, as the deer panted for the water,
yep.
So my soul longed to thee. Yep. So,
you alone.
You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to
worship
thee.
What about anointing?
Anointing follows, yep.
Fall on me, anointing.
Yes.
Okay, so all of those songs.
I mean, and even if you go to something that's new school but still a little bit old school, where you go, how great is our God? How great.
Okay, Okay. So I guess we need to reach out to the people. And this is what I would love to do. This is what I would love to do. I love to make it not about money, but us to have a Cash App on it. And we just bless everybody that come out and minister. You know, we take it and take it and maybe bless them. But the bulk of the money will go towards putting in a fund for families.
Absolutely.
That are going to be affected. The first is getting ready to hit. And people, we tell the truth, some of the musicians and the people that's going to be singing and doing stuff, they may need it as well. But it's getting ready to hit. And people are going through stuff, and we want to be able to minister to families that they can call in, and maybe that night we can send Cash App out to people selectively that are part of the line that night. Maybe we can give $1,000 away in Cash App that night or something.
That would be amazing.
That's what I would love to do. I would love to be able to sow $1,000 in Cash Apps that night out to a random person that night. And people are sending us, you know, I don't know how we would get needs or know, or we'll take some that we'll pick directly from there and others that'll have vetable needs, and we will just sow into families, sow into churches, sow into pastors, sow into single mothers, sow into people that that have needs.
Absolutely.
Would this be amazing if churches throughout the country would catch this revelation, and artists and singers would just put together these live things? And we'll perfect it the first time, but the second way, wouldn't it be something if we can do a hour, multiple hour blocks, so that while we're doing it this time, at the same time, the same, not, so if it's 7 here and we do it for 2 hours, that 2 hours away at 7, they're doing it. And then somewhere else in California, this is 3 hours, they're preparing to do it. That we saturate social media, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, I mean, all of them with the gospel message, not preaching, not trying to raise no money in terms of trying to buy somebody a car and all kind of craziness, but just the gospel message being sung to people. And maybe even have Christian comedians that come on, because laughter is like medicine. The people that are even depressed and hearts are melancholy. I'm excited. I've seen some of you, I've seen you, Bishop Borders. I've seen some of you, Bishop Randy Parker, Brother Kobe. I see some of you that are signed on. Attorney Estelle is on. Lambo is on. Some of you that are on, thank you so much for your support. But I think we could really make an impact on doing this. So kind of want to put...
So let's make sure that if anybody in particular would like to throw some ideas of being a part, just they can reach directly out to me, and I can definitely start doing some coordination. And I can give my number. It's 904-923-8310. Again, that's 904-923-8310.
Now say it one more time. I think he's going to try to put it on the screen, I believe. I don't want to be put
presumptuous. 904-923-8310.
And so singers, worship leaders, instead of just trying to do something small, let's just do something big. Let's pull all of our resources. Now, our church, we're not charging anybody. Our church is an amazing church for